same number?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it's the same number.
Hello, we've reached the Arizona State Prison Complex Pioneer. Please listen carefully to the following directions. If you know your party's extension, you may dial 8.
Alright, one, and we're going to put
it. Hello? Yes, sir. Good morning. And what is your name, sir?
I'm Jesse Stewart.
Okay, Mr. Stewart. Hold one second. See, anybody have Mr. Stewart's money? Okay, I believe that the Honorable Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing, so just hold on, sir.
Yeah, all right, thank you.
Can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes, sir, I can hear you pretty good.
Okay, would you please state your full name and agency name for the record, please?
Jesse Thomas Stewart, 209-568.
Thank you, sir. Yep. Your plan for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency in reference to your police supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. To my right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman, and his right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal, I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections. He will also represent the parole office. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, my mind is blank. On that form, you were notified your right to appear and speak on your behalf or obtain license attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm going to represent myself.
Okay, this is for you to Mr. Turner at this time. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Oh.
You're hearing me about your two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the true allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. Allegation number one is violation of Arizona condition supervision. Number seven is demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine from your self-admission of use on July 16, 2018 during your staffing with Deputy Gordon Greg Smith, PRC, and Senior Portal Officer Victor Settles from the TRPO. That true or false, sir?
No, sir. That wasn't true at all.
Okay. Allegation number two, violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12D is demonstrated by your failure to follow the rules and staff directives of the Penal Reentry Center on or about July 16, 2018. That true or false, sir?
On the allegation number two?
Yes.
No, that's false.
Okay, so since you said false on both allegations, we're going to go to Mr. Turner for some more information and then we'll discuss it further.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Turner, allegation one, please.
Allegation number one, 7-6-2018, offender Stewart Jess, 209-568, was directed to report to the PRC Deputy Warden's office for the purpose of a staffing. The staffing was held due to information received indicating that offender Stewart was responsible for introducing illegal contraband methamphetamine into the Pima Reentry Center. The staffing was conducted with Deputy Warden Greg Smith, PRC, and Senior Parole Officer Victor Settles, TRPO. During the staffing, offender Stewart self-admitted to using methamphetamine on Friday with his girlfriend and said that the leftover he had brought back with him to the Pima Reentry Center and was able to bring it into the facility. He then stated that he used the remaining methamphetamine while he was in the facility and also distributed some to offenders in the inpatient treatment with housing, substance abuse program. As a result of this self-admission to two staff members, the decision was made to discharge the offender from the program. Follow-up to number one, following the offender's discharge from the program, the offender was taken into custody and returned to ASPC Tucson. Are you ready for allegation two?
One for Roy and the whole thing.
Okay. Allegation number two, on 7/16/2018, during the stabbing conducted by Deputy Warden Smith and Senior Parole Officer Victor Settles, offender Stewart self-admitted to being responsible for the introduction, consumption, and distribution of methamphetamine into the Pima Reentry Center. As a result of this self-admission to two staff members of his failure to follow the facility rules, the decision was made to discharge the offender from the program. Follow-up to number two, following the offender's discharge from the program, the offender was taken into custody and returned to ASPC Tucson.
Thank you, Mr. Kearney. Okay, Mr. Stewart.
Yep. Yes, sir.
So let's start with the first part of it. It's all the same staffing, all the same time period. So let's go to allegation number one, and it's that is a self-admission of using the methamphetamine and bringing it back to MRC. So what is false about that, sir?
Well, see, what had happened was they pulled me up, and I was on my way back from getting a job, and they pulled me over and asked me to get in the car. They stripped me out. They took me in the staffing, and it was like they just, started asking me all kinds of questions about drugs. You know what I mean? I'm not guilty of getting high or taking bringing
sir,
in any.
Sir,
yes,
sir.
Yes.
Okay, we're discussing the allegation, not your entire history there. Okay, sir. And you have ample time in phase two to discuss it in detail.
Okay.
So the allegation is that they staffed you, you admitted to using methamphetamine with your girlfriend, and if you have leftovers, that you brought it back to MRC. And that's false?
Yeah, yes, and can I state a little reason why that's false?
Well, you have ample time.
Okay.
To do it, but if you want to tell us very quickly what is false about that.
All right, I've been a confidential informant for DOC since, I believe, 2010, beginning of 2011. And I've never gave anything false, and I'm guilty of hanging out with the people that were bringing it in, but over there, you have to pick and choose. I'm an SO, so I can't sit there and hang out with, if you can understand where I'm coming from, you know what I mean?
All right, sir, I'm going to move this into phase two because the lengthy explanations are for that part of the deal, okay? So I'm going to move this forward. So I'm going to, based on the information, 2018W2037, and the information supplied by Mr. Turner from DLC, I'm going to find that Mr. Stewart was delinquent as he violated the terms of discipline and supervision, and he may have the actual mathematics and criminal ways for company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself. Second by Dr. Wright, moved by Mr. Johnson. Okay. So now we're going to move into phase two, sir, but before we actually start that, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information. So please stay on the phone, and I will be back with you in a minute.
Did you say put down the phone?
No, stay on the phone.
Oh, stay on the phone? Okay.
Yeah, stay on the phone, because he's going to give us some information. Stay on the phone, and I'll be back with you as soon as he's done giving us that information.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Stewart was released from ABC custody on 7/3/2018 and arrested on 7/16/2018 by ABC. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ABC custody on 7/16/2018 with a CSED of 4/2/2020, zero abscondes. Current convictions, 2007, commitment B, count 3, sexual assault, 12 years, 6 months. 2007, commitment B, count 7, aggravated assault, 12 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2005, commitment A, count 2, burglary, second degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2005, commitment A, count 4, aggravated assault, 1 year. This is his second term in ABC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2007, TIS release, is arrested and reached a CSED in custody. Disciplinary is significant with assault on inmate, assault on staff, disorderly conduct, fighting, conspiracy, and tampering with a security device noted. Other arrests, 2000, unlawful imprisonment, Texas adjudicated delinquent. 2004, minor in possession of alcohol, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2004, shoplifting, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2005, sexual abuse, Arizona unknown. 2005, sexual assault, Arizona unknown. He has a GB score of G3, V5.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Mr. Stewart, we're going to go over a summary of case supervision at this time. So I would see that you were assigned to the PRC at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard. So that's where you went when you were released, and then they arrested you and put you back in custody from that location, right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So because of that, you weren't working at all?
I had just got a job that same morning, and I had a job when right after I got out of prison, but because I was on call 24/7, because I was an on-call plumber, my parole officer told my boss I was no longer allowed to work for him.
Okay.
But I did receive a job that very morning that I was arrested.
Okay.
And it wasn't new charges, it was just they violated me.
We understand that, sir.
Okay.
Okay, so you're enrolled at the PRC for the 30-day motivation enhancement program. You're pending intake into the CHCCAP program, or the recognition therapy program for sex offenders and substance abuse treatment. And you're assigned tasks at agency discretion, and you've not yet been directed to provide a sample.
Correct.
So, for sanctions?
I did, however, PRC does give UAs every other day in that facility, and I took UAs, and I passed those UAs.
Okay. I'm sure it would be better if you hadn't.
Right. And that would go along with the accusation that's being made.
Not necessarily, sir.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so we covered that basic summary. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about the allegations, okay? So
yes, sir.
I'm going to be very pointed about it.
Okay.
Did you or did you not tell them during the staffing that you had used meth with your girlfriend?
No, I didn't say it like that. I said that I've been having some problems and I've been dealing with personal issues because I didn't want to go to PRC. I was told 3 days before my release that I had to go to PRC. I had no choice because my house, they forgot to check out my house, and I live in Yuma. I own my own house. And they forgot to check it out, so I got sent to a city I've never been in. I'm not from Arizona.
Okay.
And,
okay,
you know,
let's go back to the question I asked you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. I asked you if you did or didn't tell them that you were your girlfriend, that you used methamphetamine with your girlfriend. Did you or did you not tell them?
No, I was, like I said.
What did you tell them?
I told them, I was trying to tell them, because I was an informant, I've been an informant for years. I was trying to tell them the guy I was hanging out with went out on Friday with his girlfriend. They misunderstood what I was saying. Like,
okay, well, let's move on to the next part of it then. Is it, did you or did you not have some meth that you brought into the facility?
I didn't. That's the reason I was telling them. I was trying to tell them, man, that the guy that I was hanging out with, they're the ones that would bring it in. Like, I have no history. I've never been in trouble for drugs. I've never, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand.
So there were two people present, and that's why they staff, like, the minimum of two.
And I understand that.
Just stuff and see some testing or anything.
But I just think it was misconstrued.
You told me something that was... Let's move on to the other part of this, which was the last part. So you say you... You didn't bring or tell them. You didn't tell them that you brought some stuff back into PRC and that you gave to other people. You didn't tell them that at all?
No, I was telling the guy that I was hanging out with brought it in.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I don't understand why they didn't.
I don't know. I'm having a problem understanding that the two staff member, global staff.
Can I give an example of what I'm talking about?
That far.
I sent y'all the witnesses. I used Mr. White and Sergeant Wagner as witness. On Friday, which they're saying that I did this, I was not even allowed to leave that facility.
Okay. They didn't say you did it. They said you told them you did it. Okay? So neither one of these allegations, any part of that, where they're making a direct accusation to the that you did this or you did that. The allegations are that you told them you did that. And based on your admission to doing something like that, you're admitting that you violated the rules and the regulations, and that's the reason they would violate you. Okay? That's why I'm having trouble with this whole thing, because I don't see how these two people could misunderstand that so far off that you didn't have any culpability in it.
Can I show you something? This is part of, I have, you see my psych score, I have trouble. I was at a private prison before I got released. I wasn't on my meds at all. And this is what I take meds for. I got the papers right here that explain what my meds are for. I had panic attacks. I really didn't say that. I may have spoke so fast that they didn't understand or misconstrued it, but I really didn't say I did it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Any questions? Mr. Turner, you have some more information for us?
Yes, I'd just like a little bit of clarification. He did put in for an address. However, that address was denied because the person no longer lived at that residence. And he was released homeless. He is a registered, notifiable sex offender, which is why he was sent to PRC. So I do have contact numbers if you decide you would like to try to get a hold of either the senior parole officer or the deputy warden of that unit for clarification.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do you need my fellow board members like any clarification from the PO officer?
Okay. I don't know. Do you have anyone else?
For me?
I do not.
Okay, thank you, sir.
But I think the parole officers are good people and everything.
Okay,
I don't have nothing against them,
sir. Hang on a minute.
All right.
Okay, sir, at this point, we are nearing the end of your hearing. Before the board goes into discussion to make a determination, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Anything else that you think the board might need as far as information, but we ask that you don't repeat all the information we've already discussed.
Okay. On this, the allegations, I understand that, they said I said this, and I said something along the lines of it, but I didn't say that I was doing it. I told him, I even tried to pull off my parole officer and told him, hey, I'm struggling with this because I'm hanging out with these guys. But over there is SOs and you got GP. The first day that I even got there, one of those guys said, hey, what yard did you come from? And I told him, I said, hey, I'm a piece of shit. You don't even want to talk to me. And that's honest truth. Excuse my language. But, that's the stuff we have to deal with. And when I got over there, I was dealing with that constant pressure, I had tried to get on a bus. I had never been on a bus in my life. I tried to get on a bus. I got scared and I had to step off the bus. I have PTSD. I have panic disorder. I have high anxiety disorder. I am bipolar type 1, manic depressive, compulsive type. And if what I said to these officers, the warden of Smith and Supervisor Settles, if they misconstrued it, I take accountability not speaking slow enough from the... You see how I am when I speak? I have a hard time. And I do take meds. When I came back, they asked me why I wasn't on my meds, and I said the private prison discontinued it before I got released. So they put me on it right away, and I'm on it now. And I'm a lot better now than what I am without it. And I do struggle. But I don't have a drug problem. I've never had a drug problem. I've never shoved UA in prison. I've never had a drug charge. I've never dealt with drugs. I've never dealt with drugs at all, period. And it's just not... I'm the only person that's ever been in trouble with my family, ever.
Okay,
and I'm trying to get everything straight. But as far as bringing this stuff in, that place? No, I don't do that. I just did almost 13 years straight of prison, and I'm sitting here trying to mess up. I had originally tried to do an interstate compact and to Arkansas because I'm trying to go back home, and somebody broke my house, so I got denied that. I used my second address in Yuma, and I got denied that because I wasn't living there. And I just don't understand. I don't know why I'd be sent to a place that I don't know no one. I have no idea. I'm so lost. I just want help, man. I've been asking for help for so long, and I don't even know what to do or say anymore, because you know what I mean. I feel like I'm running out of options, that no one wants to help me. When I'm trying to be sincere. I'm trying to ask for help. I even changed my ways and started becoming a confidential informant. All my tickets that I have are years and years and years ago. I haven't. I've stayed out of trouble. I got down to a 3 yard, and that's as low as we can go. If we could go any lower, I would be on a lower yard than that.
Okay.
And I've even went as far as writing halfway houses and trying to get acceptance in the halfway houses. And I have. And like, I got one right here. Is okay, Kennedy Christian.
Let's go back to what the hearing was about. Okay. Drifting way off subject now.
Okay. I'm sorry. I've tried everything that I know, you know. All this stuff. Of course, I was late a couple times coming back from being out looking for the sheriff's department so I could register, looking for a place where I can get my psych meds because I can't be on those meds in here, I guess. And it was court ordered, and I can't get them. You know, I just can't. And like, I was late a couple times because I don't know my way around Tucson. I don't know, and I've never been on a bus, so I don't know how to get around, and I'm just completely lost. As far as other things I've done, I really didn't have a chance to even get started in any rehab, which I asked for. I want to do at least a 90-day.
Sir, you're repeating.
I'm sorry.
You're repeating all the information you've already given us more than once.
I know, I'm sorry, I'm really stressed out right now. Like, this is the reason I take my meds, because I get like this.
Okay.
I just want to say, you know, I've got myself into a 12-month program. I got pulled for another year and 7 months. I got myself into an entire year program where I have to stay there. They give me a job, and they take me to work and back every day.
Right,
and,
sir.
You know, I'm trying, you know what I mean? I need help.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. The board's going to go on to discuss and make a determination about the allegation didn't work. And you can stay on the phone but remain silent. We won't be addressing you until we've made our decision. So stay on the phone, remain silent, and I'll be back with you in a couple minutes. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Board now discussion. Well, it's interesting, Mr. Stewart. I'm not satisfied with the explanation of how he didn't tell the two staff members this information. It'd be hard for me to imagine that he made a statement one time and they revoked it, or flatly. We would have had a question if you talked to him about it. They information from other people, things like that. So anyway, so based on everything we had here, I don't see Mr. Stewart's new candidate for return to community supervision at this time, but I know there was some discussion from my fellow board members.
Okay.
Based on all the information we want, number 2018W22037, the state. Testimony of Mr. Stewart and the information from DLC and Mr. Turner, I'm going to revoke community supervision of Mr. Stewart as he was labeled violating terms of conditional supervision and had that for not lacking the criminal rights for the company.
Can I say one thing, please?
Agree.
Huh?
No, sir. The hearing is is over? You have voted to revoke your community supervision at this time?
Well, like...
Your standard to be released on April 2nd, 2020?
I don't understand why...
Are you able to get mental health assistance while you're in the Department of Corrections? Or they will prescribe what they want to be taken out of about on the outside night?
No, it was the judge court ordered it.
Okay, well, sir, that is the subject you have to take up with Department of Corrections and people. I was concerned with everything. Your supervision has been revoked.
I don't understand why.
This will end your hearing, sir, and please put the CFC back on the phone at this time.
May I ask one other thing real quick? I'm not understanding why. I can barely hear. I'm not understanding why.
Your hearing is over. There will be no further discussion. Please put the CFC back on the phone.